This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Melissa Gonzalez, the Managing Director of Medela USA Business Unit, the largest of the Medela Group. Medela concentrates on two business units, human milk and healthcare. The human milk division is leading in the development and production of breast milk feeding products. The healthcare division provides progressive solutions that make it easier for healthcare professionals to care for their patients. Melissa, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm happy to be here, especially with August being National Breastfeeding Awareness Month. It's a great chance for Medela as we continue to serve our mission to be the world's leading advocate and partner for human milk. However, I'm not here to talk today in more detail about human milk. I'm here to talk about our healthcare organization and business.
And sounds good, and Melissa's certainly looking forward to hearing all the details. So for starters, I understand you also have a nursing background, which I'm sure is quite helpful for your role at Medela. Get into that a little, if you would.
Well, you know, Eric, it is definitely helpful in my role at Medela and my career in medical devices. I started my career as a nurse. Never really thought I would stray far from that, but had some great opportunities to enter into the medical device space and never found my way back. But I can tell you the foundational content and the information that I learned in my bachelor's degree in nursing has really served me well as a leader in the business world in terms of just understanding our customer base and understanding the human body and understanding how the system works.
I really didn't realize that Medela had products beyond the breastfeeding range. Tell us a little bit about your healthcare division, if you would. Get into that.
Sure, Eric. Our healthcare division, as you said, provides progressive solutions that make it easier for healthcare professionals to care for their patients. This goes for really patients of all ages, and we offer a really broad new product range to help promote the healing of acute and chronic wounds. As you and your listeners probably already know, within America, we have an incredibly large and growing number of diabetics. However, what isn't as often discussed is some of the problems that patients with diabetes experience or may experience due to their disease. Some patients suffer from various types of neuropathy, which can make them more susceptible to injuries and wounds, often on their legs and feet. And we call these wounds diabetic foot ulcers.
And that's quite interesting. So how does Medela help these patients with their diabetic ulcers?
Well, unfortunately, for many of those patients with diabetic foot ulcers, they just don't heal very quickly, and that's where our products really come into play. In some cases, these patients may benefit from a therapy known as negative pressure wound therapy, or NPWT for short. And essentially, NPWT is an active therapy, and it applies a gentle suction to the wound through a special type of dressing to help remove fluid and exudate, and eventually to help facilitate the closure of the wound. NPWT is not new. It's been around since the early 90s, and Medela certainly wasn't the first company to offer such a product. But we have an innovative new device, the Envia Motion, which we think might be able to change the way these patients are treated.
So NPWT helps these patients' wounds heal more quickly. What's different about your product than others in the market?
Well, you're absolutely right, Eric, that NPWT, you have the right idea. It does help wounds heal more quickly. It helps promote wound healing in these tough-to-heal wounds. The way Medela's new system really changes the game is in the past, the patient and their doctors had to choose often between which NPWT system they were going to use. And they could either choose a large, cumbersome device, which provided the full therapy desired, or they could opt for maybe a smaller mobile device, a more personal device, but it didn't have the same attributes and strengths of the traditional NPWT devices. And that's a tough trade-off, as patients want their wounds healed, but they also want to live their life, do things like go to the grocery store, go to another doctor's appointment, or spend time with their family. And that's where Medela really decided that our focus needed to be on an improvement for those patients so that they could live a better quality of life while getting that same quality of healing expected from an NPWT system.
I do want to clarify, Melissa, you have a product which provides the reliability of normal NPWT, but yet provides the convenience of a personal device. Clarify that for me, if you would.
You have it absolutely right. We recently launched our personal pump called the NV Emotion. And when used with our NPWT dressings, we can now provide patients the convenience of a personal system along with the reliability of the traditional therapy. And so for these patients, they now have access to an incredible wound therapy device that still weighs less than 1 kilogram, which is about 2 pounds. And when used with our dressing kits and the suction pad we call the Fit Pad, the patient doesn't have to sacrifice any healing with regards to the system's performance or their expectations of the wound healing.
Today we are visiting with Melissa Gonzalez, the Managing Director of Medela USA Business Unit that concentrates on two business units, human milk and healthcare, here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So continuing on, Melissa, let's get into the details of your portfolio. Again, you offer a classical reusable pump as well, correct?
Absolutely. We do offer a classic reusable MPWT device. We call it the Envia Liberty, which is used in traditionally hospitals, clinics, as well as home care. It's a little different from the Envia Motion. It has no limit in pump runtime, but it's not the handy and practical personal use device you can pass over to your patients to use at home. Comparatively, it's a little bit more bulky, and the personal devices are a little bit easier to handle and carry. But we believe offering both and offering choice is imperative.
And shifting gears a little here, it does sound quite practical, but what comes to mind, if everything is so easy, can we not change the wound dressing on our own as a patient?
That's a great question. And the answer is no in almost all cases. In almost all cases, a wound care expert changes the patient's dressing. This is really crucial to ensure smooth and successful healing with NPWT. It's important to have eyes on that wound to really assess the healing. So typically, the wound care expert's still involved.
Well, thanks a lot, Melissa. I've certainly learned a lot, and I'm sure the listeners have as well, and did not realize that Medela is into such an interesting kind of business as well. But frankly speaking, do you really think this all makes sense? I mean, you're really serving completely two different target audiences and markets. Are there really synergies between the human milk and the healthcare segment?
That's interesting, Eric. We get that question a lot. And from our perspective, Medela's healthcare division is an intuitive extension of our human milk business. And while it may not seem so from the patients using our products, we are able to apply the same vacuum technology, the same expertise in both markets to provide excellent solutions for our customers. So for us, it makes complete sense.
And that does sound great. And now it makes sense to me why Medela is successful, not only in breastfeeding, but also with your healthcare products. Melissa, thanks so much for your time today and hope we can speak again soon. Before you go, tell us where listeners can get all the details on Medela.
Thank you, Eric. It was such a pleasure to speak with you today. As for listeners who want to learn more about Medela and our products, they can find out more at www.medela.com. That's Medela spelled M-E-D-E-L-A. Thanks again, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Melissa Gonzalez, the Managing Director of Medela USA Business Unit that concentrates on two business units, human milk and healthcare. The human milk division is leading in the development and production of breast milk feeding products. The healthcare division provides progressive solutions that make it easier for healthcare professionals to care for their patients. And for all the details, visit Medela.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.